Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
She like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move. She like the way that I rock. She like the way that I woo.
In honor of Danielle's birthday, which is Sunday, Nathan Eovaldi of the Boston Red Sox will join us at 9:30.
Oh, that's what you lined up for my birthday.
Remember when he joined us in Fort Myers and she could not contain herself, turned all red and giggly.
Young for me, but I mean, I'm not Kate Beckinsale.
Well, there you go. But you said you want your $100,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just paid him some pretty good money.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with Kate Beckinsale?
She's dating like a 23-year-old guy.
Oh. Well, how old is she?
She is 47, 48.
Oh. Wow. 23?
She's about to turn 48. Yeah, 23. I could not
see 48?
Myself. Yeah, can you believe that? She looks great.
You can't imagine yourself dating a 23-year-old?
I can't imagine myself dating like a 37-year-old. I'm 23. I mean, I skew older anyway, but like...
Well,
listen, if I'm going to criticize Peter, Christy Brinkley's ex-husband that had the young fiancé girl that's like 19, 20.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to criticize him. I got
to
criticize him.
Well, doesn't Kate Beckinsale, she likes to swim in the kiddie pool anyways, doesn't she?
I don't know
what
her
that other guy
is.
Who's the other guy with all the tattoos? He looks a mess there with the big mouth from Saturday Night Live.
Mutt.
No, not Mutt. who's the guy?
You're talking about Pete Davidson?
Yeah. Wasn't she with him?
I don't think so.
No, he was with...
Yes, they were.
Yeah, were they?
Yes, they were.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for a little bit.
See, I think
it was after the, singer?
Ariana Grande?
Yeah, after they broke up.
Yeah, so I don't think she likes...
I'm just trying to put together that FBI, that contact tracing diagram when you have, like, Kate Beckinsale to Pete Davidson to Ariana Grande licking a donut. Was that her?
I mean, I guess the only issue would be, can she relate to him if he's 23? That's somebody who's just out of college.
He's like, hey, let me show you how to install TikTok.
Yeah, it's like, that's disgusting.
That's probably
come on.
What's disgusting?
I mean, she looks incredible,
it?
But come on.
He's
25 years old.
My daughter's about to be 23 years old. She brought home a 47-year-old man.
Oh, forget about it.
What would happen?
I can't say that on
No crustacean crusted. No, somebody would
get
that guy.
They'd be getting crustacean crusted.
Did you figure out what that steak was?
Yes, it's Parmesan. Crusted filet mignon.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
very
okay.
good.
All right.
Mm. Then I tell him, dude, me the sautéed mushrooms.
Mm. Ah.
Sprinkle them on the side and make sure you bring the horseradish.
Oh, Greg doesn't like horseradish. It's too spicy for him.
No, I don't mind it.
Really?
The horseradish with the steak,
I think
right?
The Bernays is better with it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, or like is that like the white creamy sauce?
Sort of.
It's a white sauce. Like, it's him.
It's
what do you expect?
Yellow. It's yellow.
It's yellow than that. No, I like this.
It's off-white.
Or maybe a Merlot reduction.
Well, I don't know about that.
A Bordelaise.
You're speaking a lot more educated than I can.
Sauce Espagnol.
This is Corey. Hello, Corey.
Bring me out the A1.
Hey, what's up, Corey? Corey.
Yes,
hey,
I'm here.
Moment.
Can you hear me?
Moment.
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
Hey, not much. First, I just want to say happy birthday to Danielle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So my comment is towards Wiggy and, just about NBA players and pretty much just how they've gotten so soft over the last 15 years. Just in regards to, I'm a general manager of a restaurant. And for the NBA players, for how much they're making to complain, I have people working for minimum wage and half of the tips that they used to, and they're putting themselves at risk way more than NBA players who are living in this bubble.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's infuriating, the amount of Karens that we have to deal with on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. They're all over the place.
I mean,
they're
everywhere.
They're all over the place.
But
yeah.
Can't you complain?
And it's gotten worse. Since this has happened, since we reopened a couple of weeks ago in Massachusetts, it's unreal. What we have to deal with, and these people are making nothing. I mean, fractions to what NBA players are getting.
Correct.
And all athletes.
It's not a good look.
But
it's not a good look.
Can't you do that with it? Can't so then anybody who makes a certain amount of money, you could do that with. Right? Sure. You can do that with anybody. Somebody who makes $250,000, or what are you complaining about?
You make that much money, right? Anybody that makes more than someone else, the other party will always either complain or have someone complain on their behalf because the other person doesn't have
it. When, like my mother used to say, unfortunately, this is the life that we live. We don't got money. So, you know what? It is what it is. So, you can't sit there and go, what about me? What about me? Guess what? I'm fortunate where I can make millions and I can, you know, talent that I was given to by God, I'm blessed to be able to do this. If I want to then complain, why is it cool that somebody who lives in the hood who doesn't make money can complain about their food?
The thing is, if you stop complaining, like, I get it. You're upset you don't have 1,000... thread count Egyptian sheets at your hotel.
Maybe that's what he likes to sleep on.
Okay, those are Pertezi linens.
Great. Just don't complain about it because people are not going to relate to it right now. People aren't going to relate to it right now.
And it's two days.
Somebody can't relate to it.
No, you can do whatever you want, but we also have the right to go, shut up.
Yeah, and I also got the right to go, well, you know what? Hey, he has the right to complain about it.
Oh,
he's fortunate that he makes millions.
Can we not introduce the fact that we have the right of freedom of speech, at least still today, we can freely speak.
Yeah, but why are we doing that? All I'm saying is let's not do that. Let's not sit there and stop complaining.
Since the caller brought up Karen, can we get to the Karen report? Is that all right?
Karen, I was dependent on that.
And now, Karen! The Karen report.
Why did you do that?
Karen, help!
Couple of them in the news today, Danielle. Where do you want to start when it comes to Karen?
Start on Long Island. A Dairy Queen customer was flipped off by the manager after he asked why the employees weren't wearing masks.
The guy showed up at the drive-thru.
Yep.
And wanted to know why they didn't have masks on in the place.
In the place.
Is that his job or... I mean,
to police it?
Yes.
Yeah, no, but he's a customer. I mean, if there's, I'm not sure exactly what the specifics are for restaurant staff in New York. But, you know, if he's upset about that, he spoke with NBC New York. His name is Brandon Trotta. And he said that he asked for a refund after he saw the employee wasn't making the mask and he was getting ice cream for him and his family. And when he asked to see a supervisor, things escalated.
Videotape too.
Okay, now you're going to curse at me.
You want me to curse at you?
You just did.
You want me to curse at you?
Karen, Deb, whatever your name
Karen,
is.
No, I'm not a Karen. You want me
yeah,
to be
you
Karen?
Are.
Because I'll be a
you
Karen,
are a Karen.
Okay?
Can I have my $13 back, please? Can I have my $13?
Give me money and get out of here. Don't come back again.
Put your mask on before you get your employees sick. Put your mask on before you get your employees sick, loser. Bye. You're going to be on Facebook. I hope you like it.
There you go. Enough. I can't with these people. Ken. So the guy's filming. Ken is filming it.
Right.
Ken's filming, and the lady that's making him ice cream is not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
So he's upset.
Yeah. So Ken's.
So why not just go to another ice cream store?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he already paid for it. That was the thing. He didn't want the ice cream. Once he paid for it and he saw that they didn't have masks on, he wanted his money back.
Okay.
And evidently couldn't get it. And then the second Karen in the Karen report today is from a Skechers outlet in Oklahoma. Skechers.
Really?
Shape ups, baby. Woman had a meltdown after being told to wear a mask. She threw shoe boxes at an employee and left the store. And, of course, this was on video as well.
That's assault, man. Your license number.
Words I never thought I'd hear on the mornings of EEI at a Skechers outlet in Oklahoma.
Yeah, amazing.
I mean,
that's your first problem. You go into Skechers to get sneakers.
It's a great store, I'm sure.
Wow, what's wrong with Skechers?
Very good.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless you're Tony Romo or Howie Long, I'd rather give me some Nikes.
They've had it.
Well,
they've had it.
They're done.
And you got some people who are policing everybody else. I mean, you know.
Well, I went to the gym yesterday morning, and the particular gym that I went to yesterday, you have to wear a mask the entire time you're on the floor, which sucks. But anyway, that's their requirement, so I'm going to comply by it. And one of our listeners who I communicate with before on social media had sent me an Instagram message. He's like, you don't have to wear that mask. You're a sheep. And I'm like, okay, but that's that. If I want to go into the gym and work out, I have to wear the mask. He's like, well, you can refuse to. You can tell them you're not going to. I'm like, I'm not going to be that guy that's going to storm into the gym and be like, I'm not wearing a mask in here because it's my constitutional right. Like, if that's the rule, I'm going to do it. And if it helps protect the other three people that were in the gym at the time that I was there, then so be it. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, I don't like it, but it is what it is for right now. I'm not going to make a big stink about it.
Yeah.
I think these people that are throwing their hands up like, unconstitutional. I'm not going to wear them. It's like, just stop. It's not helping anything.
Well, no, but
and I'm one of the biggest proponents of the slippery slope argument. I will defer to that in a lot of places and say, well, if you're giving this up, then you're going to give that up, and it's only a matter of time before the government's, you know, has a chip inside you, whatever. Like, I'm fully on board with that argument, but it just, in this case, this is how the climate of the country is right now. This is what's going on.
Well, it's all based on the store, right? I mean, if they say you got to wear a mask.
Like, some places aren't making that a requirement. They'll say, like, you have to come in and, like, wear the mask when you come in, and then once you're on the floor, as long as you are able to socially distance from other people working out, you don't have to wear the mask.
But it's technically not your constitutional right, because the store says you have to wear a mask, right? So this is...
Well, they're a free enterprise. I mean, that's a private business. They can do anything they want.
Right. So you...
And I'm fine
outside,
with it. It's like, if you want to get in an Uber,
right,
you got to wear a mask.
Right.
So I, when I'm taking an Uber, I got
the Well, that's
mask
why.
On.
I got no I'm, problem I'm with that. I'm more about the outside. If I'm outside, then I don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't tell me that I need to wear a mask, but now I guess some places they're going to be mandating masks, or there already are some places in public. That's just wrong. What's next?
Yeah, well, I think there's 9 states that have mask mandates in the U.S.
Let's see.
Of them, I believe.
Yeah, that's just wrong. Now, why would you say
when people are listening, they're saying, "Wait a minute, why is that wrong?" If health experts say you're going to keep people safe,
because I'm outside. I'm outside. Like, you know, I can do what I want when I'm out in public.
I do what I want.
You don't. Does the government technically own public airspace?
I mean, we all own it.
Right. So I have just as much.
All of us.
Well, then I have just as much right to, if I'm walking down a street, to not wear a mask as you do to wear a mask.
Excuse me, sir. Did you know you have Parmesan crust on your N95 mask?
Well, I did have a Parmesan crusted filet mignon.
All right,
from Capital Grill.
We should get to Ken and what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The big stunner of the day is still this Curtis tale of you sending food back at the airport. I can't believe this didn't come out for months.
They want you to do that. The kitchen wants you to do it. The kitchen
wants airport food back.
For all the people that have worked in your restaurants are psyched when people send food back.
If a sauce is not holding, they want you to send it back.
My sauce broke.
How are you going to send airport food back? It's like sending prison food back.
The Alfredo broke.
No, it's a nice restaurant at the airport. It's a very nice place. I don't want to name it publicly.
The Stanley Sneezer.
I didn't know they had a Davio's at the airport.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Of course they do. JetBlue Terminal.
Of course they do.
I didn't know that.
Right on the right.
When you send Stiz to pick up your food for takeout, does he like thoroughly inspect it before he brings it back?
Stiz is his tester, just in case someone tries to poison him.
Make sure the texture of the sauce is, you like it thick?
I have to be worried that the deep state is trying to poison me over here.
Well, that's true.
Uh-oh.
Roll it up.
The Bruins will be at Hotel X in Toronto. That's their hotel during the
hub. Look at this hotel.
Looks nice. Rooftop swimming pool seems to be the best feature. Of course, great views of downtown. It's on the lake there, right on Lake Ontario. And indoor tennis court. So they share that with 5 teams. Looks good to me. We'll see if they complain when they get up there in the hub part of it.
Oh, man, this thing is plush.
That looks nice, right?
Nice.
Man. If I was an NBA player, I'd be mad as hell.
Finally, the NHL wins something.
Too,
no, not like this thing here.
Wiggy, look up. Please do me a favor. If you're going to be looking up things on Wikipedia, would you look up the Grand Floridian in Walt Disney World? It's a 5-star resort hotel. It's beautiful.
And by the way, Wiggy, during vacation last week, BSO's founder, the one website you go to, Littell's, he's been feuding with Whitlock. There's like a big battle going on there.
Yeah, well, you know, Whitlock, he's in the sunken place.
Well, I'm looking forward to our visit with Nathan Eovaldi coming up in just about 8 minutes or so.
Oh,
Red Sox.
Nice. Who's staying in the Grand Floridian?
The NBA players.
Celtics are there.
No, they're all in this one hotel?
No,
that's the Bruins.
Multiple hotels.
Yeah, well, the Grand Floridian looks okay.
Yes, that's why.
The top seeds stay there.
That's why I think it's ridiculous to be whining. Wow. Anyway, Red Sox.
Yeah, Eovaldi 4 scoreless yesterday. Ace.
Well, ask him about
inter squad game. Veritek was the home plate ump, so he's recovered from that, that selfie game.
That was great. I thought that was cool.
And the Celtics ain't standing. I saw Enes Kanter's room. It looks nothing like these rooms that I'm seeing. I'm looking at.
According to Shams, they're at the Grand Destino.
Yeah, exactly. They're not at this Floridian.
They're at Tier 2.
Yeah, there's a sizzler in the lobby.
a sizzler. What's the other one Greg went to back in?
Valleys?
No. Ponderosa.
Sizzler in Ponderosa.
Beef like O'Grady.
Valleys, yes. The Valleys Steakhouse chain. Underrated.
Yeah. Was Red that Ops? From the early 90s, too?
Everything is well done. Mandatory.
Go ahead, Ken.
Red Sox are going to play a couple exhibition games against the Blue Jays per schedules on the websites. Those will be July 21st and 22nd, both at 7:30, and then the opening game against Baltimore on that Friday. MLB released next year's schedule, too. So, Hillman, you can plan your dates already. April 1st, opening day at Fenway. Only the sixth time in the last 26 years they're going to open at home. And they won't play the Yankees until June 25th, so it's a bizarre schedule for next year. Football in college looking bleak. Big Ten has gone conference only this fall, and they are considering further changes. And I would say Wiggy High School not looking good either.
I don't know. I know Texas, right? But they not there.
What did Texas say?
I think Texas
high school football.
Yeah, I
think
there's
bigger here.
Yeah, I think there's a really, really. I don't know if it was a superintendent, but said that the chances of them playing football in Texas not looking very good. But in Massachusetts, our numbers are great, so. Shouldn't the high school be based on the state, right?
Well, I mean, if Texas, where Friday night football is right. A religion,
right?
If they're not going to have it, then it doesn't bode well for college high school football here.
But that's because of the Texas numbers, right? So it's not like you're talking about, like a professional sports team. We're talking about each individual state, those high schools. So are we going to high school here, like in Nashville? They already said remote learning, but there's nobody said remote learning for Massachusetts.
The way I feel about it, if the Red Sox can play or the Patriots can play, then high school football should be able to play. That's the way it should happen here in Massachusetts. There's less risk to the high school kids than there is to college athletes.
I agree with that because the high school kids go home. They don't live on the dorm.
Yes. All right. Nathan Eovaldi from the Boston Red Sox joining us next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now. You're a rock star, get the show on, get paid. And all that winners is the road. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place.
Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, Danielle, control yourself.
I'm trying.
It is Nathan Eovaldi of the Boston Red Sox. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
Remember at spring training when Danielle couldn't control herself because you were in the same room with her? Do you remember?
I don't really remember, but it's okay.
Thank good, not memorable.
It's a little creepy.
I like it. Perfect.
A little creepy. You're a little creepy. So I'm guessing that this has been the strangest season of your career.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely the strangest. I mean, routine wise, I mean, we're not even in the locker rooms now, so. It's definitely been the strangest for sure.
Do you feel safe so far?
Yeah, I definitely feel safe, especially coming in here to Fenway. I feel like the Red Sox have done a great job. You know, we have hand sanitizer everywhere. It's all in our lockers. I feel like if we need anything, we can just reach out, ask. We have multiple masks. You know, we have, like I said, that hand sanitizer and Clorox sprays everywhere. It's anywhere you go, you can easily clean your hands off. And I feel like we're taking all the precautions that we need.
And the testing portion of it, is that difficult? Is that frustrating? Is it easy?
No, I mean it's going to be part of the new regular for us. You know, fortunately we've had the testing every 2 days. We haven't had any issues with that. We've been getting the results back fairly quick. You know, it's a lot of spit, but other than that, everything's been good.
Speaking of that, have guys been able to? I like to dip. Have guys been able to control that?
You know, that's obviously going to be the biggest issue, I feel like. You know, certain guys, it's hard for them, but for the most part, you know, I try to work on that in the off season. I don't dip, but just the spitting, like when I'm on the mound, it's like my mouth gets dry and I want to spit, you know, I lick my fingers at times too, you know, get a better grip on the ball. But I feel like I've kind of broken those habits. Try to find new ways, you know, just wipe my hand on the sweat instead of my mouth, and it's been different, but I feel like it's been helpful.
Now there's been a lot of like rules and protocols that are put in. How do you feel like you and your teammates are trying? I know you talked about spitting and, you know, wanting to lick your fingers as a pitcher, but how do you feel like you guys are kind of handling some of these rules and guidelines? I don't know if you're allowed to get in cold tubs or things of that nature after practices.
I'm not sure if we've I mean, I know we have our cold tubs and stuff running. I'm not sure if guys have actually been getting in there though. I mean, our days are so, like, they're so spread out. You know, I almost feel like I don't see see the teammates very much. Like I said, you know, we have the suites. I have, you know, Barnes and I are in the same suite together. And then other than that, you know, they have it spaced out pretty well. So it's, you really don't see too many guys. You know, yesterday I threw in the game, and even then we're spaced out. I'm down in the tunnel trying to stay away from everybody, stay focused on the short outing and things like that. And I don't know, that part of the game is going to be different for sure.
Are you happy with the food? I mean, the NBA guys are not happy with the food. Are you okay with the food?
Yeah, I heard about that. No, our food's been great. You know, we got a new chef, and they've been doing a great job getting us what we need. We've got a nice little hot box. They got the food available all the time, a couple different options, and, you know, no lack of food here.
Is there any concern? I know there's been a lot of, like, you know, people are saying, will they be able to start on time? Will they be able to finish? So there's any concern, like, from players that maybe you're not able to finish off the season, especially if a few guys test positive throughout the season?
I don't know. You know, it's going to be up in the air right now. There's still a lot of things that we haven't experienced yet. You know, we're going to be flying. We're going to be going to different hotels. We don't know how we're going to be treated on the road, you know, the visitors. Wise, you know what I mean? So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's a lot of it's going to be on the players of making sure that we keep our hands clean, you know, kind of following all those protocols, not touching your eyes. We're really just trying to stay as clean as possible and wear the mask all the time. But it's definitely going to be different. We still, you know, we got the bus travels, planes. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But hopefully we'll be able to, you know, finish the season, everybody healthy.
Nathan, when it comes to spring training part two, which is essentially what this is, do you feel like most guys, it's enough time, 3 weeks or whatever? Do you feel like most guys kept themselves, you know, ready during the lockdown period?
I do, yeah. I feel like at least the majority of our guys, everybody seems pretty in shape and ready to go. You know, they had kind of given us a window saying, you know, hopefully we'd be able to start June 10th. So that was the date I was trying to prepare for. And, you know, 3 weeks later, we were able to get it going. And you know, I definitely feel like I'm ready, and the majority of the guys are also ready too.
As a player, did you feel like that you guys may have gotten a bad rap based on what Blake Snell said or some others?
I mean, certain guys have their own opinions. You know what I mean? I feel like for the majority, everybody wanted to play. Everybody wanted to get out there and go. I mean, Snell's out there. You know, he's still playing. You know what I mean? So at the time, it was different. You know, I feel like we've made a lot of grounds with the testing. I feel like guys feel safer with the testing, and then also the other protocols that the teams are taking as well.
Nathan, what's it like working with Ron Redeke versus Alex Cora? Do you guys miss Cora?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say everybody misses Cora. I mean, even Redeke would say that. You know, he was awesome having him in the clubhouse, but I mean, Rags has done an awesome job stepping in, and you know, it's still been. You know, I feel like we had spring training, everybody was getting that groove, and then it got shut down, and now we're picking back up. And even now, it's, you know, the spring training 2.0, it's a lot faster version of it. Everybody's trying to get their bats in, see live pitching, guys are trying to get their arms going, things like that. But all in all, I think everybody's happy to have Rags here for sure, and everybody was pleased with the way spring training 2.0 has been going.
Now, one thing that Joel Embiid talked about in the NBA was what other players might do, right? He's concerned what other players fall under the rules. How do you feel about maybe, you know, your teammates, guys that, you know, might be married, might not be married, and some of the things because you guys are essentially, you know, staying at home on your own, how do they follow the rules and make sure they're not putting themselves in a situation which can then, you know, shut this thing down for everything? Is there guys in the clubhouse saying, hey, make sure you follow the rules when you leave the stadium?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be one of the biggest challenges. Again, you got to kind of hold each other accountable for it. And, you know, being trapped in a hotel now, and then you're going to be trapped in the hotel on the road. It's not easy, you know, by any means, but you just have to hold each other accountable. And I mean, we've had a couple Zoom meetings already about making sure you're wearing your mask all the time, keeping your hands clean, but I think that's going to be the ultimate the goal at the end of the season is everybody's got to try and stay healthy. I think the team who has the least amount of corona cases, they're going to be the team that's going to be in the playoffs.
Who is the biggest germaphobe on this Boston Red Sox team?
I don't know. I feel like right now everybody kind of is. You know, you only have like a certain handful of guys that are kind of taking it easy.
Yeah.
But I mean, for the most part, even them, you got those guys that are worried because everybody else is so worried about it. I mean, the amount of hand sanitizer and spray around the clubhouse, it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, speaking of spray, Nathan, is it true they spray you with disinfectant between innings?
I don't know if they're actually spraying you, but they were definitely spraying the dugout, you know, when the guys ran out there to take the field, you know, like just run that disinfecting spray throughout the dugout. And again, you know, I feel like they're trying to do everything they can to make sure that we stay safe out there. And they understand the goal too, you know, if one of our big guys go down, you know, it's going to be hard to replace him. And, you know, with all the cases and, you know, how, you know, you might not be having any symptoms, but you're still showing positives on the test and you can't go out there and play. You know, you got 2 weeks, it's almost like being on the injured list.
You pitched 4 scoreless innings yesterday. Was it weird to be pitching in an empty park?
Yeah, it definitely was weird. You know, I definitely feed off the crowd. You know, I like pitching on the road, too. You know, you go into somebody else's home, they're loud, they're trying to get under, you know, trying to mess you up, get their team going. I like to try and keep them as quiet as possible, but it's just different. You know, I could hear Vasquez giving guys a hard time at the plate, guys yelling at Tech behind the plate, giving him a hard time on calls, and you know, you just hear those little jokes and stuff, and it almost takes away your attention at the plate a little bit, or like while you're pitching a little bit. But, yeah, it's just not the same not having the fans in the stands.
Well, speaking of that, scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate Tech as an umpire?
Oh, he was awesome back there. Okay. I loved it. I mean, I'm giving him a solid 10. There might have been one call where I didn't like, but there were a couple other calls that I really liked, so... I thought he did great.
Nathan, were you surprised when David Price announced that he is not going to participate this year? And did that thought cross your mind? Have you talked about with your teammates about whether or not you guys were going to actually join and play in the 60-game season?
You know, there was a little talk about if guys were going to play or not. You know, I wanted to play. You know, again, talking to the Red Sox, all the precautions that they wanted to take, it made me feel safe. I feel comfortable here being able to play. Again, my worries are just when we travel on the road, things like that. But I also haven't experienced it yet, so hopefully we'll be able to put those worries away real quick once we're out there on the road and get those games underway. Price, talked to him a little bit, you know, and you respect his decision. You know, he's a veteran player, and he's putting his family first, and that's what, you know, you can't. There's nothing you can say about that. I respect his decision, and it's his to make. So,
Nathan, if there is an advantage in this shortened season, what kind of a team do you think gets that?
The team that starts out hot and stays hot. I mean, 60 games, a lot can happen. You look at the Nationals last year, you know, if they would have started out with the 60 games, they definitely wouldn't have won the World Series, and they finish out strong towards the end, and, you know, they're the champs. So, the team that starts out hot stays hot and rides that wave.
When you think about a lot of athletes, right, you know, athletes are creatures of habit. Now you throw yourself into a situation where, you know, as a pitcher, you're starting maybe every fifth day, and now you might have a guy all of a sudden, a couple guys test positive for coronavirus on the pitching staff. How do you prepare yourself mentally to maybe look at, it's not going to be normal, and I might have to go every fifth day. I might have to go every fifth day to maybe every third day, or maybe I have to help out in the bullpen. Are those things that run through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I try and take it day by day. Try not to worry about, like, the future too much, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Can't really control it, but the routine, the habits, like that stuff, it's definitely different. For me, I've gone through my fair share of injuries, so it's like I've kind of given up on those, like where I feel like, you know, there's certain guys, it's like I have to throw every day, I have to throw that day before a start, I have to get my arm moving. Like for me, I don't feel like I have to do that. I feel like if I get my body going, it's almost the same thing, you know what I mean? If like I were to day before start, if I were to lay on the couch all day, yeah, I'd feel a little tired the next day and just a little lazy. But I mean, as long as I get out and move, I feel like I don't have to go out there and play catch. So but again, you know, hitters, They feel like they have to get all their swings in. You can't do that now. Pitchers, it's, you know, everybody's going to have to come up with their new habits, and, you know, we're not going to be at the ballpark all day, so we got to figure out new ways of staying loose and having a, you know, quicker way of getting ready, I feel like.
So four innings yesterday, how many balls did you go through?
I don't know. I feel like I went through about the normal amount. I didn't feel like it was, you know, throw a ball around and you have to toss that ball out or anything like that. I wasn't licking my fingers. I think everybody else is in that same boat, so that helps out a lot. Where guys are worried about, you know, taking your hand to your mouth and then you put it on the ball, things like that. I feel like I, you know, throw too many in the dirt or, you know, contact and you get quick outs, things like that, and the ball gets taken in and out, you know, quite a bit. So,
If you had to make a guess right now, and I'm sure you're not thinking about it, but if you looked at next year, how plausible do you think a work stoppage, a strike is, Nathan?
I have no idea. I mean, like I said, I try not to think of the future too much. You know, right now, I'm just focused on this season and dealing with the, you know, coronavirus right now.
All right.
Have they given you, like, the players, any information what it might be like on the road? Because, you know, you talk about being on the road and how you guys might have to handle the situations that are there. Have they kind of talked about, you know, hey, this is how we're going to be treating the hotel. This is how we're going to be treating, you know, from the airport to the hotel, getting on the bus. Have they kind of given you any information so you can kind of maybe start preparing yourself mentally for that?
Not too much yet. I know we're going to be having a bigger plane, so we'll have more space on the plane where we won't have to be next to each other. You know, we'll be able to have the 6 feet apart. I think we're going to have an extra bus or two to and from the, you know, plane to the hotel, hotel to the field, things like that. Other than that, I'm not really sure how the hotel situation is going to work. If we're all going to be on the same floor, like they had talked about, like I know they had said they want us just taking the stairs and not the elevator. I don't know how, you know, reasonable that'll be if we're going to be walking up 8 flights of stairs or, you know, something like that. So there's still a lot of things that are in there, but, you know, hopefully we'll be prepared for it when that first road game comes.
Nathan, how much do you miss Dan Roach, Pete Abe, and Bradford hanging out in your locker room?
I don't know.
No comment.
New answer on that one. All right, and then how do you get ready when it comes to opening day? It may end up, obviously, because of Erod's situation, it may end up being you. So are you preparing like it might be?
You know, I haven't heard anything yet. I haven't really, I'm just trying to take it day by day. If that is me, then I'll be ready for it for sure. You know, I'm going to treat it like any other game, go out there and, you know, try and give my team the best chance to win.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming on Danielle's birthday or day before. Or a couple
2 days
before.
Mm-hmm.
And
happy early birthday.
Thank you.
And you're welcome.
We're glad that you guys are back. I think everybody cannot wait for the 24th. Or actually, you guys are playing a couple exhibition games against the Blue Jays.
Yeah. We're going to play two exhibition games against the Blue Jays. So
yeah,
it'll be nice.
All right. Well, go now. Do you go get your test right now? Your spit test?
No, we do that as soon as we get in at the field. That's the first thing we do when we walk in through the gate. Temperature, go through questions, and do the spit test.
And how many times do you have to spit?
I don't know. It usually takes like 5 or 6 good spits to fill up the test tube. It's a lot. Some guys it takes about 5-10 minutes. So
yeah. All right. Well, listen. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, during this interesting season. So thanks a lot, Nathan.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me.
All right, there he is, Nathan Evaldi on the Harbor One Hotline. We will be back with the crossover.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Long as I remember, dream been coming down. Clouds of mystery forest, confusion on the ground. Could be through the ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain.
Crossover today brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. Hello, Rich.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up?
Nothing. How are you guys doing?
It's going to be a miserable weekend. I guess Sunday, Danielle's birthday, is going to be the only nice day of the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
As it would be, even in the rain, right, Danielle?
It just forces me to stay indoors, which I'm fine with.
Good. Yes. Good.
The sun follows her everywhere.
It really does. I've noticed that.
Yes. Yes.
Then I come in here and it gets obscured by the giant cloud that hovers over this place.
Uh-huh. By the way, Wiggs, did you watch Outcry or not?
I did watch Outcry.
What did you think?
It was crazy because Wednesday night I watched it. And I had to just rip through like four. I was up to like 2 or 3 in the morning watching it.
It's Making a Murderer like.
Oh, wait, really?
Hello.
Wait, that's a bold wait,
very good.
I haven't seen it, so I'm not saying it's not. I'm
that's
just
a
saying
very bold statement.
Yes, it is.
I've never seen Making a Murderer, but this was very, very good. I did not know. It just shows how effed up the justice system is. Crazy.
Yeah, well, that there's no way that cop should still have his job.
Or even the commissioner or the police chief.
Yeah.
He got to quit on his own. I'm sure he got his full pension.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to
say. What's the name of it again? Outcry?
Yeah.
It's and it's on what?
Showtime.
Oh, okay. Showtime.
All right.
So it's because you're like, you're so caught, right? You're so caught in, who do I believe, right?
I know. Well, it's this college, high school football player who's accused of...
Star football player, too.
Star football
D1
player.
Scholarship.
Accused of a couple crimes.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
But halfway through...
And the crimes are heinous.
Didn't your opinion switch halfway through where you thought for a minute...
Maybe.
That maybe, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I started to wonder, you know, it's just like the one girl who was like, oh... It's always, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you start to wonder, and then you always question, like, okay, the details. No, it was, I wonder if something happened or
well,
was.
Well, something, I mean, you have the chance for the mistaken identity,
right?
Which is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You have all, you know, his girlfriend, family, all right. The people in the town who basically stick with him. And right. I recommend.
I'll check it out. No, that
very
sounds good.
Great. Can I ask a quick question of you about this? So the guy that's just the fan that calls him, his family, the day after he's convicted, it is so strange.
Kind of weird.
Because I kept waiting for them to describe, like, why he was there.
No, he just, like injected,
did he have a job?
He just injected himself into, like, the whole thing. And he's, like, flying the plane all the time. Is he, like, independently wealthy?
He said he saw them and he was like, I gotta help this kid.
It was weird, though.
A concerned citizen.
Yeah,
that's what
concerned
he was.
Citizen. Yeah.
He really
was.
Yeah, concerned
citizen.
Sometimes that's all you need.
But it was because of him that, you know, he gets at least a second chance to try to figure something out.
Have you started Unsolved Mysteries, the reboot on Netflix?
I heard you and Dale talking about it.
So I haven't finished it yet. There's only 6 episodes. Yeah. I watched the first one, but it's the same kind of deal. But apparently, I haven't looked online yet, but apparently they've gotten a ton of tips and they've gotten a ton of stuff just because it's super popular right now. I don't even know. I don't even know if there was a host. I think they had like their opening thing, and then it just jumped right into it.
See, because the original show was the late great Robert Stack.
Yes,
and so I don't know that I could look at Unsolved Mysteries the same.
I just don't want to watch a show where at the end I'm like,
oh, of course,
so there's no answers.
So, Wiggy, you can watch Solved Mysteries.
Yeah, he wants
Solved Mysteries. Let
him
know when that one opens.
That's what I want. It's like the first 48, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, but Wiggy, you might be able. You might have some information. You might be able to solve this thing.
And Keith, there's one of them. I think the first one was the Baltimore death. Is that the first?
That's the one I saw. Yeah.
And then there's one a couple down where it's about Massachusetts. Western Mass UFO sighting in 1969.
Really?
All in on UFOs in Western Mass. Yeah. I can't wait for
they
that.
They have a bunch of different people.
Did you hear Wiggy on the NBA guys complaining about their food?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about this today.
I know.
How are they gonna survive?
I know Dale
how are they
won't be complaining about the NHL guys because after seeing their hotel,
Dale's not in today, so he's not gonna do it. Greg Dickerson is in. So
is everything okay?
Yeah, he just a long weekend, I believe.
I know he's been walking without a mask. I just want to make sure.
Oh no. This was a scheduled day. This wasn't an emergency day. We knew about this.
Yeah,
where everybody's fine with this.
He did his spit test. Everything is.
Spit 15 times into a vial or whatever.
If LeBron James wants a nice Parmesan crusted filet mignon,
then save it. Save it, LeBron.
He should be able to get it.
They're
not reading the room. And then they're complaining about their rooms just as much as they are
the
food.
Have you seen the
rooms? The rooms are fine.
Yeah.
The rooms are fine.
For 3 months, Rich?
Yes. You don't have to stay in there. They open up golf courses to them. Well, Boogie, you want to go hit the links? You can go do that.
They also get to go on the rides.
They get go on the
by
ride.
Themselves.
They also get a sneak peek at Black Widow.
Okay.
The movie.
Oh, really?
I like that sneak peek.
You see, we know Rich is. I will not lie. I am a hotel room hotto. I can't stay in a rundown, beat up, you know, eight ball infested room.
I don't care. I don't care.
But there are a lot
of
places.
Do sleep there.
But not for 3 months. You're not sleeping there. It's the comfort. It's the comfort.
You don't even have to shower every day.
For three months.
You're on vacation. You don't have to shower.
No, but they're making
it
out to be. Do you remember when the Olympics were in Sochi, Russia, and when the athletes first got there, they're taking pictures of like
stray
cockroaches, stray dogs, like a room that doesn't have a toilet. Like I can see complaining about that. Like this room doesn't have water. Like I can understand why you complain about that. But these guys, they're so used to staying in the Four Seasons everywhere they go. Well, guess what? It's a different time. It's the middle of a pandemic.
It's a global pandemic.
The second wave is on its way.
I'm used to staying in the Ritz. Now I got to stay in the Red Roof Inn.
Correct.
I gotta
stay home then.
I got to wear glasses just to see my 12-inch television hanging on the wall,
which is not fair.
14 feet away from the bed.
The Michael Scott plasma TV.
Yes.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
That is a $200 plasma
television. Why should I have to suck it up for your amusement?
Suck it up. Well, that's also how you make your money.
You're also getting paid.
You're getting paid millions for my amusement.
Why should I suck?
You're a highly paid court jester. That's what you are.
No, more like a highly paid zookeeper.
Wiggy only likes his steaks with a crustacean crust.
Parmesan-crusted filet. Filet mignon. I want some of that filet mignon.
Well, 3 months, you can get all you want. But for these 3 months, you can't have it.
For these 3 months, I got to eat the damn Jason Tatum.
Right. Middle of October, though, you can treat yourself.
I can't anymore. I got to go.
All right, we're getting filet mignon today.
We got to go. I'll take you out wherever you want.
Wherever you want.
Ponderosa.
Back to 1992.
Yes.
Rich is talking.
Come on, please. So again, Greg Dickerson is in. We'll do plenty of the NBA, both on the court, but also them complaining off the court. And then all the Cam Newton hype, we're going to get into that as well. Is that sort of changing the expectations for the season?
Awesome.
Because the team is very
Super
on board.
Bowl. Super Newton. Bowl.
Yeah,
Super
it
Bowl.
Seems like it.
Super
it Bowl. Seems like it.
I know. Well, if they get AB, we're on our way.
Oh, my God. We are there. Let's book our tickets to Tampa.
Listen.
We are going.
I'm on the Bring AB Back tour.
You have been.
Yeah, we know.
You never left it.
That's fine.
It never ended.
We know how you feel.
Even during COVID.
It's like COVID. I paused for a couple months.
Is it even remotely possible that there's going to be a Super Bowl with no fans?
Ugh, yeah. Gross.
No, not in Florida. Not in Florida. Horrible. Not with Governor, what's his, DeSantis.
Governor Hardo?
Yeah, Florida. He's like,
don't you think there's a chance? Or it's like, however many they fit, put half of the people in there?
Ugh. I think there will be.
They want that money.
There will be people there.
Oh, yeah, that governor wants them. Think about how much money the Super Bowl
will we be on Radio Row is the question. Will we be on Radio Row?
Greg loves Radio Row.
I love Radio Row. I like hanging out with radio people.
Bring that guy over from the morning show in the other city.
I'll tell you what there will be. There will be socially distanced Gronk Beach 2.
Oh, that would be nice. The sequel. Yeah, that'll be great.
I don't know how socially distanced.
That's impossible. That's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
A good rumor for you, Keith, today with Dickerson. There is a speculation that they play football all year without fans in New Zealand. The island is totally clean.
The NFL does?
NFL.
See, I love this idea.
Like their Fight Island.
Fight Island starts this weekend in Abu Dhabi.
Oh my God, it is so hot over there. Have you seen all the pictures and the videos? Everyone's like, this is ridiculous.
It's not going to go
UFC.
Well.
UFC
starting tomorrow.
Somebody proposed that?
I saw a tweet, I guess, Mina Kimes on Bill Simmons' podcast. I may be wrong, but somebody was tweeting that this was going on, and they had a blue check mark. So
New Zealand, sign me up.
Why go to New Zealand? Why not come here?
New Zealand, they don't have it, and they don't have snakes.
Didn't the mayor say that we've basically done an amazing...
We cured it.
Mayor Walsh
has cured everybody.
It's gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Nobody has it?
We can't open up for another 12 years, but it's gone.
Good.
We're the first city to cure it. Miracle cure.
One small step for man.
Burgermeister. He did it himself. Looked out his window at Faneuil Hall and he said, you're cured.
That's good news.
You're cured, but you can't do anything. All right. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Happy birthday, Danielle.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday. It's your birthday. You're going to party like it's your birthday.
In my house by myself with my cats and my plants.
All right. We will be back Monday morning at 6, and Dale and Keith is next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.